This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, testing nearby resistance as prices moved back above some key technical moving averages. Canola up 6 to over $14, November up $13 at $892.40 per ton. While forecasts are calling for more moderate temperatures and a chance of rain across the prairies over the next week, yields were hurt by the drought conditions earlier in the growing season, with the better weather now unlikely to alter the production prospects greatly. A return to heat and a dryness is expected in the longer-range outlooks. Gains in Chicago soybeans and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar were supportive, but ideas canola may be overpriced at these levels did keep a lid on the upside. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat futures were higher, while corn narrowly mixed. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. The nearby Midwestern forecasts are calling for widespread rains that, if realized, would be coming at a key time for the development of the U.S. soybean crop. Updated U.S. yield estimates will be released by the USDA next week, Wednesday, and market opinions are divided on whether or not the yields will be up or down from the July forecast. The USDA announced private export sales of 131,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. The November soybean contract up 8 cents at the final bell at $13.36 per bushel. Corn, though, narrowly mixed at the close. September down 0.75 cents at $5.55 per bushel, but the more deferred months holding on to gains. The corn market also seeing some positioning ahead of next week's USDA report. Midwestern weather is another factor in the corn market. An estimated 37% of the crop is dealing with some level of drought in the U.S., and traders are waiting to see how much rain falls over the weekend. The Brazilian corn harvest is moving forward, with production estimates on that country's second crop being lowered due to a combination of adverse growing conditions and untimely frost. Wheat, it is higher across the board. Minneapolis up 12 cents in the September contract at $9.16 per bushel. Kansas City 14 cents higher in September at $7.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 6 cents in September at $7.19 per bushel. Production issues in a number of wheat growing regions of the world, including the drought in North American spring wheat areas and excessive moisture in parts of Europe, provided support. France's wheat harvest is about two-thirds done, according to reports. That's well behind the 97% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.